What are you thankful for today? What do you have in your life that you could rejoice over? Could you be happy that, well, if you're listening to this broadcast, you have some type of device on which to listen? Perhaps you have internet and a phone signal that allows you to get data. You have electricity. If you're inside listening, you have the benefit of shelter. If you're eating while you listen, you have the benefit of food. If you can go to your counter and get fresh water through a faucet or through some type of tong or large bottle, you have fresh water, drinking water. 70% of all disease is preventable with fresh water. You live in a place that has fresh water. You are truly blessed. Do you have a bed to lie down in? At the end of the night, can you lie down on a pad or a mattress or a bed and cover yourself with a blanket? Is there war going on outside your door? Or are you in a safe place? These are things we often take for granted, but they're things that many people in the world live without. If we have them, we should be grateful. If we have life today, we should be grateful. I have a dear friend who has been battling pancreatic cancer. She has been living with the hope of God's deliverance and found out recently that they were placing her on hospice care and not going to release her from the hospital, that medically speaking, she will not get well. She's grateful for every second she has because she doesn't know when it will be her last. Are we grateful for the fact that we're just able to listen to this broadcast? We may have many hardships, but an attitude of gratitude, a notion to rejoice, a peace that we have that God is with us, that He loves us, and that He looks out for us. These things can shape our whole world. People who are positive and people who are thankful have better personal relationships. They have better, statistically, they have better on-the-job relationships. They advance quicker. Their jobs are more secure. They're embraced by friends and family to a greater degree and appreciated. Having an attitude of rejoicing is something that doesn't benefit someone else alone. It benefits us. When our heart is set on rejoicing, we are the beneficiaries. When we rejoice that we have a loving God, we receive the benefit. We receive the positive attitude. We receive a sense of goodness and wholeness and soundness. The statistics are almost unimaginable. If you go and look at what science tells us about having an attitude of joy, an attitude of thankfulness, an attitude of gratefulness for the grace that we have received in the life that we have been given. And so, in Philippians chapter 4, Paul says in verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Why? Not because everything goes the way that we want it to, but in all things God is at work in His plan. And for those who are in Christ Jesus, God is working to the good. Today, take some time, focus on the positives. And for the next 3 months, deny negative thoughts, bring in positive thoughts, look for the good in all things, and you will have created a habit of gratitude that will benefit you and even add to the length of years and the joy of your living. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say, rejoice. Have a great Sunday.